This is Shimon Newbord with Hilchos Shabbos, Chapter 13. This chapter contains 22 halachos dealing with the malacha of carrying. In the previous several chapters, the Rambam discussed all 39 malachos, culminating with the final malacha, the last one, which is the malacha of carrying, and it was discussed at the end of the previous chapter in a very general way. In this chapter, we discuss this malacha of carrying in greater depth and detail. Halacha Aleph, Ein hamoitzi mirishus lirishus, oy hamavi bishus harabim chutz larba mischayiv, a person who carries from one domain to another, or one who carries within the public domain a distance greater than 4 cubits, he is not guilty and not punished for it. Unless he picks up the object that he's carrying from some place which contains the dimensions of 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths or greater than this. And when he puts it down in the other domain, or when he puts it down in the public domain further than 4 cubits from the place where he picked it up, the place upon which he deposits it must have this minimum size of 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths. In the previous chapter, we stated that one is not guilty unless he picks it up from one place and deposits it in the other place. Here the Rambam specifies that the place from which he picks it up and the place to which he deposits it must each have the minimum size of 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths. Halacha Beis, Yodei Shalodom Chashuv Aloi Ki Arbo Al Arbo. A person's hand, even though it's much smaller than this size of 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, is considered as if it were 4 by 4. Lefichach, and therefore, im oka chifetz miyad odam hoy made bershus zu vehinichay biyad odam ache hoy made bershus shnia. If a person picks up some object which is being held in the hand of a person who's standing in one domain, and someone picks an object up from that person's hand and deposits it into the hand of another person who is standing in the other domain, chayav, the person who transferred it from one hand to the other, is punished. V'chein, and similarly, imhoya oimei biachas mishtei rishuyis elu, if a person was standing in one of these two domains, that is, he was standing either in the public or a private domain, uposhat yodei lishus shnia, and he stretches out his hand into the other domain, the oka hachefetz mimena, and he removes some object from that second domain, o miyad odam hoemid bo, or from the hand of a person who's standing in that second domain, the hechzer yodei elav, and then he brings his hand back to himself, to and into the domain where he's standing, chayav, he is punished. Va'afal pisha lohiniach hachefetz b'mokim shuoemid bo, and even though he has not put down this object in this domain where he is standing, hoyil v'hu b'yodei, nevertheless, since he's standing still and he holds it in his hand, and we said that the hand is considered like a place 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, harehu kemunach b'aretz, it's just the same as if he had put it down on the ground. Halacha gimel, hoya oichel, if a person is eating, and in the middle of eating, the yoytzei mershus lershus, he goes out, he walks from one domain into the other while he's eating, and he intended to carry this food that's in his mouth, he intended to carry it out from one domain to the other, chayav, he is punished. Because even though the food in his mouth is not in a place that has 4 handbreadths, and therefore he neither picked it up from such a place nor deposited it in such a place, it was in his mouth the whole time as he walked from one domain to the other, nevertheless, since it was his intention to carry it in that fashion, his intention makes his mouth as if it had 4 handbreadths. And even though this is not the normal way of carrying, nevertheless, since he ate and walked in that fashion with the intention of carrying it, he is punished. Similarly, one who is standing in one of these two domains, either the public or the private, Vehishtin mayim, and he urinates, oyrokak, or he spits, bershus shniya, into the second domain. He stands in one domain, and the stream of urine lands in the other domain, or his spit, his saliva that he spit out from his mouth lands in the other domain. Chayiv, he is punished. Sharei okar mishuzu vehiniach bershus shniya, since he has removed it from this domain and deposited it in the other domain. And even though the place where the stream of urine comes, or the, his mouth where the spit comes from, is not forehand breaths, nevertheless, since it was his intention to do this, it makes it as if he had removed it from a place that has forehand breaths. If he's standing in one domain, but the head, the opening of his penis is sticking into the other domain, the hishtinbo, and he urinated into the other domain in this fashion, potter, then he is not punished, because the place from which the stream of urine issues is in the same domain now as the place where the urine is deposited. Halacha dalet, hayoymid biyachas mishtei rishuyos, if he's standing in one of these two domains, uposhat yodei lishusniya, and he sticks his hand out into the other domain, v'notal misham mayim me'al gabi guma meleya mayim, and he scoops up and takes some water from the surface of some ditch that's full of water, v'hoitziyam, and he carries the water out into the other domain, chayiv, he is punished. Even though he did not pick anything up from the earth, he picked up water, which is on the surface of water that's underneath. He picked up water from the surface, and what was under it was water and not the ground. Nevertheless, he is punished. Shamayim kulam ki'ilu hei munochim ba'al ha'aretz, because the entire body of water is considered as if it were placed upon the earth, and when he picks up water, even from the surface of the body of water, it's as if he had picked it up from the ground. Avalim hoya kli tzof al gabi mayim. However, if there is some container that's floating on top of the water, uperes betechakli, and there is some fruit in the container, uposhat yodai velokach min aperes vahoitzi, and he sticks out his hand into this other domain and removes fruit from that container, and then he carries it out from that domain into the domain where he's standing, potter, he is not punished. Chaharei leinochu haperes al gabi ha'aretz, because the fruit from which he took was not resting upon the earth. V'nimtza shaloyoka me'al gabi mokim arbo, and therefore it turns out that when he picked up the fruit, he did not pick it up from a place which has this minimum size of four hand breadths. Vein tzorich loymar, needless to say, im hoyu peres tzofin al pnei amayim, if the fruit itself is floating, not in a container, but the fruit itself is floating on the water, v'hoitziyam, and he carries it away from there, show potter, that he's not punished. V'cheinim hoya shemen tzof al pnei hamayim, similarly, if there is oil that's floating on top of the water, v'kolat min hashemen, and he scoops up some of this oil, v'hoitziyam, and he carries it away from there to the other domain, potter, he is not punished. Halochehei kvar amarnu, we have already stated, she'ein hamoitzi mirshus lirshus chayiv at sheyakar v'yaniach. We stated in the previous chapter that one who carries from one domain into the other is not punished. He is not guilty unless he picks up the object in one domain and deposits it in the other. Aval im oka v'loy haniach. However, if he picks it up but fails to put it down, or he niach v'loy oka, but he puts down an object which he did not pick up, potter, he is not punished for that, even though it's forbidden. Lefichach, therefore, mishahoya oimed be'achas mishtei rishuis, one who's standing in one of the two domains, uposhat yodai lirshus shniya, and he sticks his hand out into the other domain, v'chefetz biyodai, and while he does this, he has some object in his hand, v'not lo yacher mimenu, and while his hand with the object is sticking out into the other domain, someone else comes along and removes it from his hand, or his hand is empty and it's sticking out into the other domain, and someone else puts into his hand chayfetz, some object, v'hechzer yodei elav, and then he brings his hand back to him into the domain where he's standing, shneihem pturim, both of these people are not guilty, they are not punished. Why? Because neither of these people did the act of picking up and putting down. Because in these cases, one person picked up the object in one domain, and the other person put it down in the other domain. When do we say this, that if one person stuck out his hand, and another person either removed something or put something in, that both of them are not punished? Only if the person who stuck out his hand, or who brought his hand back in, had his hand more than three hand breadths above the ground. However, if his hand is within three hand breadths of the ground, then any object that's in his hand is as if it were resting on the ground, and he is guilty. If a person is standing in one of these two domains, and someone else sticks his hand in from the other domain, and that person removes some object from the hand of this person who's standing in this domain, and he carries it over to his own domain. Or another way, or another person sticks out some object that he's holding by himself, and he puts it down in the other domain into the hand of the person who's standing there. Zeho I made lo yasa klum. The person who is standing still didn't do anything. Shahari nasan biyadei or inotl miyadei, because someone else either put something in his hand or took something from his hand while he didn't do anything. Vachaveiroi, but the other one who stuck his hand out and put something in the other person's hand, or who took something from the other person's hand and brought it back to himself, chayev, he is punished, shaharei oka vehiniach, because this person both picked something up and deposited something, since in both cases it was in someone's hand, and the hand is considered four hand breadths. Halacha ches, hoya oimid biachas mishtei rishu yiseilu, if a person is standing on one of the two domains, v'nosen chaveiroi chefetz biyodai, and someone else puts some object into his hand, oy al gabov, or someone else puts some object onto his back, v'yotza b'oisei hachefetz, and then this person starts walking, and he walks while carrying that object, he walks out into the second domain, the Omacham, and he stops there, Chayov. He is punished. Now, even though he did not pick the object up, it was placed into his hand, or it was placed onto his back, because when he began walking, since he was standing still to begin with, when he started walking and started moving his body from one domain into the other, while he had this object either in his hand or on his back, so the fact that he started walking as if he had picked up the object from the place where he was originally standing, even though he didn't pick it up, and when he stops and stands still while carrying that object, he stands still in the other domain, it's as if he had put the object down in the domain where he was standing. Lefichach, and therefore, in yotza bechefetz shebiyodei, if someone walks out carrying some object which was already in his hand, or al gabov, or something that's on his back, v'loy omad b'rishus shniya, and he does not stop and stand still in this second domain, elo choza v'nichnas, but he goes back into the domain from which he left, and he still has the object in his hand, afilu yotza v'nichnas kol hayoyim, even if he keeps on walking back and forth, he walks in and out all day until Shabbos is over, and he's carrying this object the whole time, Potter, he is not punished, Lefisha Okar, because he began walking, it's like picking it up, but he never put the object down, since he never stopped in the other domain. And even if he does stop, but he stops for the purpose of fixing the position of the object that he's carrying and correcting it, the object begins slipping let's say, and he wants to reposition it, if he stops for that purpose, adayin hi hu poter. He is still not punished, because that kind of stopping, a kind of stopping which is only to rearrange the burden that he's carrying, is not considered stopping, since he's rearranging it for the purpose of continuing to carry the burden. Acheyamid lanuach, only if he stops for the purpose of resting, then he is considered as having put the object down and he's punished. Halochetes v'chein mishahoisach havilosei al ksefoi. Similarly, one who's carrying a bundle of some object on his shoulder, v'rotzba, and he's running with it, afilu kol hayoyim, he's running while carrying this even for the whole day, einei chayiv acheyamid, he's not punished unless he stops and stands with it, v'hu sheyia rotzba, but that's only if he's running, because then he never stops moving. Avlim holach miat miat. However, if he walks slowly, a little by little, hareza ka'oikeru meniach, it's as if he's picking it up and putting it down each time he takes a step. Ve'osar, and it's forbidden. Lefichach, and therefore, misha kodesh alof ayoin v'chavilosi al tsefoi, someone who was carrying a bundle on his shoulder on Friday, and Shabbos arrived, Rotzpah, he should run with it, Achiyagia Lebesoy, until he reaches his house. Since he's running, he never stops, and therefore he's never picking it up and putting it down in the public domain. Vizorka Shom Kilachayat, what does he do when he reaches his house? He cannot carry it into his house, which is a private domain, but he can throw it backwards from behind his hand, and that kind of a throwing, we learn in the previous chapter, that he is not punished for that, and in this case, since it's an emergency, we permit him to do it. Halochayud, oker hachefetz mirshus harabim. If someone picks up an object in the public domain, v'holach b'pochas meyar ba'amis, and he walks with it less than 4 cubits, v'omad, and then he stops and he stands there, v'chozar, v'holach pochas meyar ba'amis, v'omad, and then he goes again and walks another less than 4 cubits, v'omad, and he stops again, afilu kol hayoyim kuloi, even if he does this all day, and in the end he has moved the object a large distance, poter, he is not punished. Bamed varim amurim, when do we say this, that he's not punished if he stops with each time within less than 4 cubits? Kishe'omad lo nuach, only if he stopped in order to rest, because then he is considered as stopping, and therefore, when he starts again, it's not combined with his previous carrying, and so each time he's carrying less than 4 cubits. Avalim omad letakin masoi. However, if he stopped for the purpose of rearranging the load that he's carrying, hareza kimahalech, it's as if he's still walking. Ukesheyamid chutz la'arba amis chayiv. And then when he stops and it's further away than 4 cubits from the place where he originally started, chayiv, he will be punished, because he has carried more than 4 cubits, and the stopping in between does not count. But he will be punished when he stops after having carried further than 4 cubits, only if he stops to rest. But now, if he stops for the purpose of rearranging the load that he's carrying, atayin kuhu kemahalech, now he's still like walking, ve'einei chayiv, and he's not punished, acheyamid lo nuach chutz l'arbamis, unless he stops in order to rest after having carried it for 4 cubits. To summarize, therefore, stopping is not considered stopping unless he stops for the purpose of resting. But if he stops for the purpose of rearranging the load, it's considered as if he had never stopped walking and that he was still walking. Haloch yudalef, hoya kone oiroimech b'chayoytzi b'zeh munach al ho'oretz. If some sort of a stick or a dagger, a knife of some sort, is lying on the ground, we're talking about a long object, and he picks up one end, and the other end is still lying on the ground, and without picking the entire object up from the ground, he picks up one end and he lifts it up, and he throws that end that he's holding forward, so that end is now farther away from him, and the end that's on the ground is now closer to him. And now he goes ahead and picks up the other end, which was lying on the ground the whole time, and he lifts that up and he pushes it away from him. Al derech zu, and he continues doing it in this manner, achaheve hachefetz kama milim, until he moves the object a great distance, even several miles, potter, he is not punished. Lefisha le'oka hachefetz kule me'al gabi horetz, because even though he has moved the object a great distance, he never picked up the entire object from the ground. That's only if he does it in this fashion, where part of the object is continuously resting on the ground. However, if he pulls the object and he drags it on the ground from one end of a 4-cubit space to another, he is punished. Because one who drags something or rolls it, it's as if he had picked it up. Halacha yodag beis. Oka hachefetz mizovis zu lahanichoi bizovis acheretz. If a person picks up an object in the private domain, let us say in his house, he picks it up from one corner of the house with the lahanichoi bizovis acheretz, with the intention of putting it down in some other corner of the house, which is permitted since the entire carrying is within the private domain. Shenimtzi zu akira muteres, and therefore when he picked it up, his picking it up was not the first half of a forbidden activity of carrying it. His picking it up was entirely permitted. V'nimlach, and after he picked it up in one corner of the house, he changes his mind. V'nimlach baderech, and while he's on the way carrying it to the other corner, he changed his mind. V'hoitzir l'shus shniyah, he carried it out into the other domain, the public domain, let us say. Potter, he is not punished. Mipnei shaloi hoiso akira rishoina l'kach, because even though he picked it up in one domain and put it down in the other, but when he first picked it up, he did not have this intention. And therefore it turns out as if there were a depositing without having picked it up. Similarly, one who picks up an object and he puts it down on his fellow man while that person is walking, since that person is walking, he has not in effect put it down on any place that's standing still, and when he sees that his fellow man is about to stop, not leimi al gabi chaveri, he takes it off that person. Hareza poter, the person who did this is not punished, he is not guilty. Shareish kan akira beloicha hanocha, because here, even though he picked it up, but he never put it down on a place that was standing still. Halocha yud gimel, hazoyrik chayfetz mereshus lereshus, one who throws some object from one domain into the other. We learned in the previous chapter that throwing is also considered like carrying. Oy metchilas arba l'seif arba b'rishus harabim, or even in one public domain, if he throws it from one end of 4 cubits to the other, v'koydim sheyonuach. In either case, he was throwing it in a manner that's forbidden, but before it could come to rest in the other domain, kol teyache biyodei, someone else caught it in his hand, or kol tekelev, or a dog came along and grabs it in his mouth, or nisraf, or there was a fire there and it fell into the fire and was burned before it could come to rest, potter, he is not punished. Because even though it did come to rest, this is not the resting to which he intended. He intended that it should fall onto the ground. Lefichoch, and therefore, im niskavein b'shaz zirikol lekach, if in the time that he threw the object, he did intend that it should be caught by his fellow man, or be caught by a dog, or that it should fall into the fire, chayav, then he is punished. Halochi yudalit, hazoyrik chayvitz mershus lershus, if someone throws an object from one domain into the other, v'hoya kosher bechevel, and the object that he throws is tied to the end of a rope, the ogdoi biyodoi, and the other end of this rope is gathered in his hand while he throws the object, im yochel limsheich hachefetz etzloi potter, if it falls into the other domain in such a fashion that he could pull the rope and he could pull the object back to himself, potter, then he is not punished, shaharei ein kan hanoche gemura, because this is not a complete and genuine depositing in the other domain, because since he's still holding one end of the rope, he can easily pull it back to himself. And this is considered as if he had picked it up in one domain, but not put it down in the other domain. One who throws an object, and the object lands in someone else's hand, if that person stands in one place and catches the object, then the person who throws it is punished, because he picked it up in one domain and it came to rest in the other domain, in someone's hand, and since that person is standing still, his hand is considered, as we said at the beginning of the chapter, as if it had four hand breaths. But if the other person had to move from his place, and while he was on the run, while he was moving, he caught the object, potter, then the one who threw it is not punished. Zorak v'rotz hazeirik atzmai, if someone throws some object, and the person who throws it, he himself runs, acha hachefet, he runs after the object, he threw it, let's say, into a high curve, so that he had time to run after it, v'kibloi b'yodai, and he catches it in his hand, Bershus Acheres, even if it's in another domain now, Oichutz L'Arba Amis, or in the public domain, but it's further than four cubits, Potter, nevertheless, he is not punished. Ki'ilu Neka Achev Kibloi, just as if some other person were running and he catches it. She'ein Ha'Hanocha Gemura, because it is not considered a full and genuine depositing in the other domain, Achiyanuach Achefet, B'mokim Shehoya Lonuach B'Shas Akira, unless the object comes to rest at the place where it originally would have come to rest at the time when he removed it and threw it. And since here it would not have come to rest in the person's hand, either some other person or this person himself, unless he were running, therefore it's not considered as having come to rest. If someone throws something from one private domain into another private domain, and there's a public domain in between. For example, he throws something from a porch on one side of the street to a porch on the other side of the street. Even though, while it was in the air, the object passed through the air above the public domain, Potter, nevertheless, the one who threw it is not punished because it never came to rest in the public domain. But that's only if it passes over the public domain more than three handbreadths above the ground. If, however, it passes through the public domain at a position that's less than three handbreadths above the ground, it's less than three next to the ground, then it comes to rest on any object at all, then even though the object was picked up, or it rolled, and it went out from one public domain to another public domain, nevertheless, harehu kemisha nisha oimid b'shus harabim, it's considered as if it remained standing in the public domain, since it passed through the public domain less than three handbreadths to the ground, ulafifa chayef, and therefore he is punished for it, v'chein, and similarly, hazoidek m'shus harabim l'shus harabim, one who throws something from one public domain to another, ureshus hayochid, and there's a private domain in the in between, Potter, he is not punished, even though there's less than four cubits that he moved it in the public domain. However, if the object passed less than three handbreadths to the ground, and it came to rest on something, even though it continues moving and it rolls into the other public domain, it's considered as if it had remained standing in the private domain, and therefore he is punished because he moved it from the public to the private domain. One who carries something, four cubits, in the public domain, with We're still talking the same case that there were two public domains with a private domain in between, and one, a person carries something, 4 cubits, in the two public domains combined, and there's a private domain in between, and he threw it, and it was higher than 3 handbreadths, so that doesn't count. He has not carried between the private and the public domain, but he's carried 4 cubits in a public domain of 2 public domains combined. Chayav, he is punished. Because 4 cubits in 2 public domains can be combined. Since the object never came to rest in the private domain that was in between, it's considered as if it was one throwing in the public domain, and therefore if combined between the two public domains it has traveled 4 cubits, he is punished. If someone sticks out an object from one private domain to another private domain, and there's a public domain in between, chayav, he is punished. And even though he stuck it out more than 10 handbreadths high, and therefore, as we will learn in the next chapter, it's higher than the height of the public domain, and therefore it never actually traveled through the public domain, nevertheless he's punished. Because in making and putting together the Mishkan in the wilderness, this is the way the Levim in fact did the work of carrying. They handed the boards from one wagon to another wagon, even though there's a public domain between the two wagons. And each one of the wagons is a separate private domain. Halacha yutes, b'me dvarim amurim. When do we say that this person who handed over an object from one private domain to another is punished? When these two private domains are on opposite sides of the length of the public domain. In the same fashion that the wagons were traveling in the public domain, one behind the other, with the lengthwise with the public domain in between. If, however, we have two private domains on the two sides of the public place, so that he's handing it across the width of the public place, then even one who hands it from one private domain to the other private domain is not punished, since he carried from a private domain to another private domain, and since it was higher than the public domain, where he stuck it through the public domain and it passed through the public domain, and it is not the way the Levim did it in the wilderness. Halochechov, shochach, if one forgets, uposhat yodai vehi meleya peiris, and he sticks out his hand while his hand is full of some sort of fruit, he sticks his hand out vohitzia mechotzezu lachnisa lechotzez shebetzida, and he sticks it out from one courtyard where he's standing to put fruit from his hand into the other courtyard that's next to it. V'nizka koidem sheyachnis, and before he can put his hand out, actually into the other courtyard, he remembers that it's Shabbos v'harayodai tluya ba'avir hurishus harabim, and now he remembers, and his hand is above the space of the public domain that's in between. Muta lahachzira eilav lachatzera, he can bring his hand back to himself to the courtyard where he's standing. However, to put his hand into that other second courtyard is forbidden, so that he will not end up doing what he originally intended. He will not end up doing what he originally unwittingly intended to do. If, however, he stuck his hand out willfully, ignoring the laws of Shabbos, and then in the middle he decides to do tshuva, And now his hand is above the public domain. He is forbidden to bring his hand back to himself. Since he did it willfully, we have punished him that he has to leave his hand sticking out there like that and stand there until it becomes dark and Shabbos is over. Someone who intends to throw something in the public domain 8 cubits, which is more than is permitted, and the object comes to rest more than 4 cubits away, but not the full 8 that he intended, chayev, he is punished. Because the minimum distance of the malocha that's forbidden has been done, v'nasis machshavtoi, and he has done what he intended. And even though he intended to throw it 8 cubits and not 4, nevertheless, shadova yodua, but it's an obvious thing, she'ein za'achevitz magia l'seif shmeina che'yava al kol mokim u'mokim mikol ha'shmeina, that it's impossible to throw something and have it reach 8 cubits away without its passing over the entire length of the distance that's less than the 8, and therefore if he intended to throw it 8, he obviously intended to throw it 4 also. Aval in this kavan lizreik arba, but if it's the opposite, his intention was to throw it only 4 cubits and have it land at the end of 4 cubits. V'noch hachefetz b'seif shmeina, but he unintentionally threw it too hard, and the object comes to rest after 8 cubits. Potter, now he's not punished. Lefisha noch b'mokim shaloi choshev shetavabay, because the place where it came to rest is a place where he never intended it to reach. When he intended to throw it 8, and it only went 4, it came to rest in a place where he intended it to pass over, but here it comes to a rest in a place where he never intended it to come to. V'chol shekein shetanuach, and certainly he never intended that it should come to rest here. He never intended it to even pass through this place. Lefichuch, and therefore imchosha veizirika shetanuach hachefetz b'chol mokim sheyirza, if at the time that he threw it he had no particular intention where he wants it to land, and he had intended let it land wherever it lands, chayev, then he's punished. Halacha chavveiz, zorak l'tich arba ames, if a person threw something in the public domain into a place that's less than 4 cubits away, v'nizgalgil chutz l'arba ames, and when it lands, it rolls into another position that's outside the 4 cubits, potter, he's not punished, because this was not his intention. Zorak chutz l'arba ames, if he threw something more than 4 cubits, which is not permitted, v'nizgalgil, and after it lands, it rolls back l'teich arba ames, into the 4 cubits, then the rule is, imnoch al gabi mashehu chutz l'arba ames, if while it was outside the 4 cubits, it had to come to rest on any object whatsoever, or on the ground, it came to rest at all, and after it came to rest slightly, it started rolling back, and it came back into the 4 cubits, chayev, then he's punished, because it landed where he intended, and it remained there even for a short time. V'im loy noch klal, however, if it did not come to rest at all, it bounced outside the 4 cubits and then re-entered the 4 cubits, hareze poter, then he is not punished, because it never actually came to rest more than 4 cubits away. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 14.